Bracket, bubbly and playful bracket. This is my very first script. Don't read the brackets. Well, that's stupid. Why'd you write them down if I wasn't supposed to read them? I'm not like some kind of mind person who just know things. Okay. Bubbly and playful. This is my very first script. You didn't say that. Not a mind person. You said don't read the brackets. You didn't say not to read the words in the brackets. Okay. This is my first script. I have a really good story to tell, and I wanted everyone to hear about it. It happened last night at a bar. Okay. That's stupid. First, it wasn't a bar. It was a gastropub, and like a really, really good one. So I don't want to say bar. It happened last night at a gastropub, like a really, really good one, where they make up their own drinks with cute names, and they have one of those really old wooden bars from like way back in the 80s. So anyway, I was at this gastropub, and there's this gentleman who offered to buy me a drink. Okay, I don't think he was a gentleman, and he was hot. I think he was in a band. I think that's what he said. I'm not gonna say handsome. That's an old people word. He was really hot. So he told me about this really good drink and that I had to try it. I don't know what this word means. Exuberant? Exuberant? Well, I can't say it right if I don't know what it means. Big words don't make you smart, you know. My motto is that I will try anything once, and if I don't do it right, which sometimes happens, I'll do it again. But I still think that means I only did it once, because the first time doesn't count if you mess it up. But that's my motto. Okay, I'll get back to the script, but just wait a minute, because you left out all this really important stuff. So I let him buy me the drink, and I got it with a straw, because I know how to make it look sexy when I drink with a straw. The trick is, you do this thing with your eyes where you look at them while you suck. It's super cute. I like his smile, and he's not like a creeper or anything, so he talks some more. And that's when he tells me about the band he's in. Okay, this feels weird, because it's like my story, but those are not the words I would use. So can I just tell a stupid story? Okay. So this guy is in a band, and they're really, really good. They have this retro thing going on that's like part Green Day and part Machine Gun Kelly. So I'm like, what do you do in the band? And he's like the singer, which is cool, because as long as he's a drummer or a bass player, I'm thinking I might be interested. Anyway, he tells me he likes my mouth. Like, duh. Of course he does. Because I have this amazing lipstick on. It's called Inappropriate Red from NARS. A friend of mine works at Sephora, and she called me, and she was like, this is so you, and so that's the lipstick part. Plus, I was doing my straw trick, which gets guys to look at my lips, which is, like, one of my best things, so I start to flirt with him a little bit, because he's cute, and he buys me another drink. He's talking about some other bands that he thinks I know about, but I'm just listening and nodding and doing my straw trick, like I care about some stupid bands playing this weekend. He asked me some questions, and he laughs at my answers, which is weird, because I wasn't, like, trying to be funny or anything, but I like it when guys laugh, even when I don't really know why. He tells me he doesn't think that I can fit his whole cock in my mouth, which seems like a really strange thing to say, but it's kind of sexy, too. I mean, a lot of girls are kind of grossed out by that, but I don't mind. It keeps boys happy, and they always tell me I'm really, really good at it. I end up talking to a lot of boys who have girlfriends who won't do that, so it's, like, not my thing. I tell him that I bet he can, and he thinks that's funny, too. Then he asks me if I want to make it interesting, which is dumb, because I think it already is pretty interesting. But then he tells me it's, like, a bet or something. He said wager, but I didn't know what that meant, so he said it was a bet, which I did know, so that was good. Anyway, he said if I could put his whole cock in my mouth and I didn't, like, gag or choke or spit it out, he'd pay me $1, but if I did, I'd have to pay him a dollar. So he's so stupid because I can do this thing where I relax my throat and it's like pretty open and stuff. And I can put a really big cock in there, like no problem. So he tells me to go to the bathroom because the gastropub, see, gastropub, it's important here. So in the gastropub, which is not a bar, it has these bathrooms that you can go into, whether you're a boy or a girl or both or neither. They're called gender mobile, I think. Gender neutral. Okay. Gender neutral. What? Unisex? I don't think they're for sex, just for like pooping and tinkling and washing your hands. Okay, unisex, whatever. So I get to the bathroom and it's a really nice one because it's a gastropub and not a bar. And I kneel down because I know how to do this. Like, almost like a professional. If that could be an actual job, I could probably be like a professional. So he comes in and I'm on my knees and he's looking at my mouth, you know, because of the straw trick, and he unzips his pants. And he's a pretty okay cock, like, not really big, so I'm totally not nervous. It is mostly hard, but, like, I know how to make it totally hard, just with my hands. So I do that because I want it to be a fair bet. He tells me it's gonna take him a few tries to really see if he can win the bet. I think that sounds fair. So when he stuffs his cock in my mouth, he grabs the back of my head and he really pushes hard, thinking it's gonna, like, choke me or something. There's, like, no way, though. He keeps trying and trying, and I'm almost ready to laugh at him. I could do this a long time. I can tell he's getting frustrated and maybe a little embarrassed because I look up at him and he's making faces and groaning. He finally gives up and lets go of my head, and I remember this time to close my eyes because I think he's probably going to do that stupid boy thing where he makes a mess on my face. I was like, ew, but whatever. I read in this article, it's like really, really good for your skin though. I know, gross, right? But he seems happy. I think he's a little annoyed with me winning the bet because he just drops a dollar on the floor. I tell him I need to fix my makeup and he walks out. So, a little rude, but I think he's just a bad loser. Just as I'm finishing up, some other guy comes in and he says he's in the band too. So I make sure he isn't, like, the drummer or the bass player or, like, some guitar tuner guy or something. He's a little bigger, but not much. And then, like, 5 minutes, I win another bet. So it turns out the band is, like, really big. I'm not sure how big, but I don't lose a single bet all night. And at the end of the night, I have $23. So, I mean, that is pretty good because I didn't even have to pay for drinks. See, it is better when I just say it. I don't think, you know, really how to, like, write this kind of stuff. And you totally left out the straw thing, which is, like, the most important thing. Okay, so then I find out that if I turn my $23 into Mexican dollars, it's, like, 450 Mexican dollars, which they call pesos or something. Pesos? Whatever. Anyway, if I keep doing that, I can make a ton of money. See, that's why it's so important. You can't do that in, like, a bar. Oh, and that is how you do the straw trick, too. The end? Oh! The end.